Well, I think, you know, just the more you can walk around, the better. And it's a small city, so it's easy to do that. Mm-hmm. You can really walk any place or take, like, the tram or whatever and see things. I think, you know, just seeing the buildings and the parks. If you go to Golden Gate Park, of course, it's nice to spend a day. And then after that, walk around to different neighborhoods and see the old buildings and go down to the ferry building. And if you go to Dolores Park, which is in the Mission, kind of a poorer neighborhood where all the hipsters live, on a sunny day, which is in San Francisco, it's quite gray. Yeah. So on a sunny day, everybody goes to Dolores Park, and it's just packed, thousands of people laying around and doing things, and it's really fun. So if you get a sunny day, go to Dolores Park.
I'm thinking of staying in the Haight.
Yeah, that's where I live, yeah.
Ah, so it's not a bad area to pick to go, and...
No, it's kind of... It seems a bit more touristy.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's actually not the best, you know. It's one of those neighborhoods that's got a lot of history, so it kind of goes to the dogs over the years. You can go there now and, you know, buy your T-shirt of the Grateful Dead or whatever. What's that neighborhood you guys have? Starts with a C.
Camden,
yeah. It's kind of like that.
We have that a bit in Soho as well, and Carnaby Street, where all the mod stuff was in London.
Yeah, it's like a city that used to be cool, and now...
Oh no, I picked the place that used to be cool.
I think it might be nice to stay there. I mean, you're right next to Golden Gate Park, which is what I like about living there.
Okay.
Yeah.